Hello everyone, this is Humphrey the Hamster, book 3. Trouble according to Humphrey, chapter 1, before the trouble. Welcome to our brand new town. Mrs. Brisbane's voice woke me from my cosy afternoon doze. Was I dreaming when I heard her mention a new town? Had we moved while I was having my afternoon nap? Staying awake is a constant problem for a classroom hamster like me. After all, hamsters are nocturnal, which means we're sleepier in the daytime than at night. I always try hard to keep up with my fellow students in room 26. However, I'd spent the long holiday weekend at Kirk Chen's house. His whole family is funny like he is. It was hard to get much sleeping done there, since I was laughing all the time. But with Mrs. Brisbane's announcement, I was suddenly wide awake. I looked around and saw that in the same old room 26, I was in the same old cage, on the same table, next to the window. Og the Frog's same old glass house sat next to mine. Around me were the usual tables and the familiar students, like Speak Up Sayer, Lower Your Voice AJ, and Wait for the Bell Garth. The same teacher, Mrs. Brisbane, stood in front of the class. I guess I wasn't the only one who was confused. "What new town?" Heidi Hopper asked. "Please raise your hand, Heidi," Mrs. Brisbane said. "Since we are studying how communities work, I thought it was time to create our own community of Room 26ville. Phew. I was relieved because I love our classroom right where it is and I wasn't in the mood to move. "Boing," said Og in his twangy voice. I guess he was relieved too. "We've been studying what makes a community, right?" asked Mrs. Brisbane. "Yes, yes, yes. I'd learned a lot about communities recently. First, I learned there are two M's in the word. I'm trying to remember that in case it shows up in a spelling test in the future. I'd learned that a community isn't just a place on a map. It's also made up of people who live there. I'm sure Mrs. Brisbane meant to include animals too, but forgot to mention us. I'd also learned that everyone's job helps the community in some way or another. There are police officers and firefighters protect us and people who sell books or clothes or even sell wonderful pets like me. After all, I come from Petarama, a shop in our community. There are people who grow and sell food and people who keep the streets clean and people who keep the classrooms clean, like Aldo, our caretaker. There are also doctors who people go to when they are ill and dentists who help people keep their teeth healthy. Then there's the biggest job of all, teacher. Teachers like Mrs. Brisbane help us learn about things we wouldn't know otherwise, such as the life cycle of a frog, though I still can't picture Og as a tadpole, writing poems and adding and subtracting big numbers. Sometimes my paw gets tired from writing down really long problems in the tiny notebook I keep hidden behind my mirror. But I keep writing anyway because it's important. My mind wandered while Mrs. Brisbane continued to talk about all we'd learned until I realised, oh no, I wasn't listening at all. If I kept daydreaming, I'd end up like Pay Attention Art Patel, who only paid attention in class about half the time and whose recent marks, I'm sorry to say, were dreadful. Not at all like Speak It Up Sayer, the quiet girl who always pays attention and gets the best marks in the class. Better than mine, I'll have to admit. There I was again, my mind wandering to art's problems instead of listening to Mrs. Brisbane. I hopped on my ladder and vowed to listen to every word she said. It's one thing to talk about a community and it's another thing to be part of one, the teacher was saying. So that's why I decided to create our own community here. We'll lay out our town right in this classroom and everyone will have a job. Garth's hand shot up. Will we get paid? Not in money. You'll get extra points for doing your jobs correctly and even more points for doing your job especially well. Another hand went up. Mrs. Brisbane called on Don't Complain, Mandy Payne. I don't like the name Room 26ville, she said. I don't think Mandy realises how much she complains. Mrs. Brisbane smiled. Do you have a better name? Mandy scratched the tip of her nose. Brisbaneville. I don't want to name it after me, said the teacher. Besides, there's already a famous town named Brisbane. It's in Australia. Maybe we should call it Boringville, a low voice. I heard that, Kirk, Mrs. Brisbane said. It was a rude thing to say. Do you really think school is boring? Sorry, I was making a joke. I believed him because Kirk is such a big joker. He's also a quick thinker. Hogg looks pretty bored, he said. All heads, including mine, turned to gaze at Hogg, who sat completely motionless on his rock, staring into space without even blinking. Hogg is a frog, Mrs. Brisbane said. He always looks that way. I'm never completely sure what Hogg thinks, but I don't think Room 26 is a boring place at all. I decided to squeak up on the subject, so I leapt up and grabbed onto a leafy tree branch our teacher's husband, Mr. Brisbane, had left in the cage. He was always adding new and interesting things to my home, like my ladders and a large cage extension. Mrs. Brisbane turned towards me. Humphrey certainly doesn't seem bored. I loudly squeaked, "No, no, no," and jumped to another branch. "Let's call it Humphreyville." That was definitely AJ's loud voice this time. And he forgot to raise his hand. "Humphreyville," voices burst out from around the room along with chuckles and giggles. "Humphreyville?" Mrs. Brisbane thought it over. Unfortunately, it was hard to think because Gail had gone into one of her giggling fits. "Stop giggling, Gail," said the teacher. "Please, now what do the rest of you think? Miranda?" Miranda Golden, or Golden Miranda, as I like to think of her, didn't hesitate a bit. I love the name. "Sayer, what do you think?" For once, quiet, speak-up Sayer didn't have any trouble speaking up. "Yes, it sounds like a great place." "What is it again?" "Pay attention," Art asked. "Humphreyville," Sayer told him. "Never heard of a town named after a hamster," said Art. "Well, I may be a hamster, but I'm no ordinary hamster. I'm an exceptionally cute golden hamster, I've been told, who happens to know how to read and write. Not that anyone knows about that except me. Or the fact that my cage has a lock that doesn't lock, so I can come and go as I please when no one's looking." "Humphreyville," Art repeated. "Sounds pretty good." I saw lots of heads nodding and heard murmuring around the class. That sounds as if people were agreeing. Imagine, a whole town named after me. I leapt onto my wheel and began spinning with joy. "Why don't we take a vote?" asked Mrs. Brisbane. "All those in favour of naming our community Humphreyville, raise your hands." While I was spinning, I could see hands going up. Even Heidi remembered to raise her hand. Everyone was raised except one hand. Tabitha's. I stopped spinning. Tabitha was the new girl in our class and I thought she'd like me. I even helped her make friends with Seth, although she didn't actually know it. I have some sneaky, squeaky ways of making things like that happen. "Tabitha, do you have another suggestion for a name?" Mrs. Brisbane asked. "No," said Tabitha. "I like Humphreyville. I'm just afraid Og will get jealous." "Jealous? I hadn't thought about that. Even though when Mrs. Brisbane brought Og in as a second classroom pet, I'd been jealous of him. It's embarrassing to admit it, but it's true. There's something to think about, isn't it? After all, if we named our community Tabithaville, the other students might be jealous," the teacher agreed. "Yeah, and it's hard to say," Heidi blurted out. "Heidi, you simply must remember to raise your hand." Mrs. Brisbane had helped a lot of the students to change their bad habits. Somehow, she'd never been able to get Heidi to remember to raise her hand. "Now, class, why don't we let Og decide?" The teacher walked over to the frog's glass house. "Og, do you vote for Humphreyville?" I wasn't expecting much because I'd learned that Og, being a frog, has an unusual way of expressing himself. His boings are nothing like the energetic squeaks of a hamster or the giggles and shouts of the kids. In fact, sometimes Og doesn't communicate at all. Still, he and I learned to be friends, so I wouldn't have been surprised if he just continued to sit motionless as usual. But that's not what he did at all. Instead, he started leaping up and down on his rock, splashing water up onto Mrs. Brisbane's chin. "Boing, boing, boing, boing," he twanged "oh" as only Og can do. The students laughed uproariously. Even Mrs. Brisbane chuckled as she wiped the water off. "Thank you for your vote, Og. Now let's try again. All in favour of naming our new community Humphreyville, raise your hands." This time every hand went up, including Tabitha's. Phew, she liked me after all. Og stopped leaping and splashing and sat quietly on his rock again. Mrs. Brisbane looked pleased. "Welcome, class, to the town of Humphreyville," She wrote the name on the board in great big letters, and to keep track of the progress of our town, we'll be starting a daily newspaper. I think the Humphreyville Herald would be a good name, don't you? My friends all agreed. My heart hopped around in my chest like a happy frog. Had a hamster ever been honoured like this before? Probably not. I decided right then and there I would try to remain as humble as possible and do whatever I could to make Humphreyville the best, best, best town in the world. I jumped on my wheel and spun for a while until I realised that Mrs. Brisbane was still talking. There's a whole lot more to building a community than finding a name. I stopped spinning and started listening. What's the first thing you need when you move to a new place? I know what I need. A cage. There was no point in my raising my paw, since I never get called on. But a lot of other hands went up. Mrs. Brisbane called on it. Repeat it, please, Richie. A car, he said, or a truck to carry all the stuff you're moving. What if you don't own anything at all? Asked the teacher. What would you need first? Bargain Mart, Richie said. Everybody laughed. I figured Bargain Mart must be some kind of shop. A bit like Petorama. I think you're jumping ahead. Tabitha, did you have your hand up? Tabitha nodded. You'd need a place to live. A house. Or a tent, Heidi blurted out. Very good, said Mrs. Brisbane, ignoring Heidi's outburst. Something like a house. Your first assignment is to design a place that represents where you would live in the town. You can draw a picture or make a model out of clay or build it out of cardboard. Be creative and think about what kind of home you'd like for yourself in Humphreyville. The bell rang. We'll have maths after break and then we'll get to work on your homes. Break is a time when all my classmates go out and play. It must be fun because my friends usually come back laughing and joking. At this time of year, late February, they also come back with rosy cheeks and red noses. I always stay inside and try and get some exercise. Climb my ladder or spinning on my wheel. I must admit, sometimes I go into my sleeping hut for a nice nap because remember, I'm nocturnal. On this day, when Mrs. Brisbane wasn't paying attention, I sneaked my notebook into my sleeping hut and thought about what kind of house I'd build. I'd love my cage, but sometimes I think about the fancy houses they sold at Petorama. One was a Chinese pagoda, and one was like a tall, tall castle. Miss Mack, the supply teacher and superb human being who first brought me from the pet shop to room 26 of Longfellow School, couldn't afford one of those, which was okay with me. Anything Ms. Mack did was fine with me, yet it was fun to think about my perfect house. After all, if you have a whole town named after you, you should have a nice place to live. New town in room 26 to be named after classroom hamster. Houses will be going up in Humphreyville within a week, teacher predicts. The Humphreyville Herald.